exclusive, plus $1,500 odds boost on either Indy or Chicago to win. That's promo code J, 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Subway. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GulfMillFord.com. We are 1 minute away from Anthony Heron's Bears Friday appearance on The Score.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios, a radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Anthony Heron, Score football analyst.
Matt Nagy, his personality, his manner of being seems to be someone who's willing to be introspective, who's willing to like examine his role in the cosmos. And in the cosmos of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy wasn't calling the offense last season that suited his squad.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Darnell Mooney, the Bears were talking about how impressive he was throughout the offseason. Not just the speed, but the acumen that he attacks the game with and how serious he takes the details of the game and learning the position. And frankly, he's a better athlete than Anthony Miller. I don't know that Darnell Mooney is ready to be the Bears' number two, but as far as just putting the ball in the end zone, even if it's only a couple of touches for a game, that's somebody who's now emerging as an additional threat for this Bears offense.
Co-host of the Score post-game show with Olin Krutz.
I think Matt Nagy knows he needs to win some damn games.
Big Ant Heron, bringing you an in-depth preview of this week's Bears game with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
This segment with Anthony Heron is brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Anthony Heron is on Twitter at Big Ant Heron. And as I read off all of his credits here, as Jay Zawoski has them written on our rundown sheet here, it says Anthony Heron, Pac-12 Network, NBC Sports, Fox Kickoff, Sirius XM, The Weather Channel, Lifetime, Cartoon Network, and the scrambled channel where you can kind of maybe see porn if you look closely enough. How are you, Anthony?
Oh, I was going to credit Jay Zawoski for choosing Bone Crusher for my intro music for these segments with you. Now I take it all back. Anything that I was going to say positive about Zawoski is now all redacted from anything I would say for the rest of this segment.
Well, that's okay, because it's Ray Diaz actually making the music choice. So you can give him props on that and still continue to dislike Jay Zawoski.
Slander Zawoski as much as possible then. Ray, well done, sir. Thank you.
Then everything works out. If you want to see Anthony Heron, you can. You can watch on Twitch right now. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You know, reading up a little bit and hearing some people talk about the Indianapolis Colts, the Bears are going to get punched in the face this week. Bears might win the game, but this is a really physical team on both sides of the ball. They play with an edge. They play violently, and I hope the Bears are ready for that.
They better be, because especially up front on the line of scrimmage, where the true strength versus strength matchup should be within the Bears' front seven versus that offensive line for the Colts. That's where Indianapolis can be really special up front, and they've got players who are not only athletic, but they're aggressive. They play the game with the type of temperament that, you know, at times for talent evaluators can be a little difficult to find up front for offensive lines, where not only do you have guys who are mobile, but who are nasty within the rules. And I think that's what the Colts are able to accomplish up front. And it presents a unique challenge for the Bears, because with their defense, they haven't stopped the run nearly as well this season as most of us would have anticipated. And you know, I think that from what we've seen for the Bears O-line up to this point, or for the Bears D-line up to this point in the season, you know, I think some of it are still coachable, correctable issues. But you know, the loss of Eddie Goldman right there in the middle of everything is even more glaring than I would have anticipated, because I did feel like there's guys there within the front who could not necessarily helm the nose position as well as Goldman. But as long as you can spot play, you know, whether it's Bilal Nichols, we saw Brett Urban getting a good amount of work in there over the weekend, last week as well. But at this point, regardless of how well Akeem Hicks has played or Roquan Smith has played, there does seem to be that lack of stoutness right there in the middle, that lack of knockback on a consistent basis in the middle that's really caused some issues for the way they defend the run.
Yeah, there's something to be said for a zero technique in this game and the guys that can do it and the guys who can't. Not that Bilal Nichols is bad, right, but Damon Snacks Harrison, and Hub Arkish said that if the Bears think they're good, they owe it to be in here with the cap space that they have. If they're not going to extend Allen Robinson, and if this guy is some semblance of himself, that's a dude that can do it. That's a dude that can anchor, that can take on multiple blocks and stack at the line of scrimmage and allow people to flow to the ball rather than being on their heels a little bit, maybe have Trevathan and Roquan Smith in attack mode more than react mode.
And especially where you already made the acquisition for John Jenkins, and now he's going to be out with a broken phalange. And so, you know, those can be difficult to recover from. And even at whatever point he's able to get back into the lineup, who knows if he's going to be as effective as he was beginning to be. You know, kind of week by week, he started to play a little bit better there on the interior through just a couple of games. But that's where we're, you know, in addition to just the girth that's necessary usually to be an effective nose, also that pad level and hand placement, the combination of the two, not just staying low, not just being big and stout, but being able to get your hands on the breastplate of that offensive center or on the interior of that offensive guard and making sure you can stack, separate, eventually shed to make plays. And, you know, if Jenkins comes back and his hands aren't right, then he may not be as effective anyway. So while it can be, I think, depending on how you look at it, maybe a calculus you have to do for when you make an acquisition like a Snacks Harrison and how much you're willing to pay that guy. And kind of to your point, are we in the running enough where it's worth the investment? But it's one of those things where if you wait too long, then maybe you're out of it. Or maybe someone else has picked him up by then. And I don't know how many interior defensive linemen with the resume, with the film of snacks are that are out there walking the street or sitting on their couch right now, working out, whatever these guys might be doing at the moment. But he's going to be one of the better ones that are available, and I don't think you want to miss out.
We don't talk about interior offensive linemen all that often because they're generally just not sexy beasts. But if we're going to concentrate on the best and most important players on a team, we can look at quarterbacks and wide receivers and all the fantasy football guys. But I believe that Quentin Nelson is one of the best guards I have ever seen in my life. And I watched John Hanna, and I know what people have said about John Hanna, and so much of the reputation of these interior linemen is based on what scouts will tell you and people who do watch the film and people like Olin Krutz who see all these things. But some of what he does, finishing off blocks, pulling, helping, blocking more than one person on a given play. And I don't think I'm exaggerating, especially if we're talking about taking out relative value of positionality in football. He's one of the best players in the NFL. Am I wrong?
No, and it's not a position that you tend to place a high value on usually. And this was the discussion about Quentin Nelson going into the draft. Like, man, this guy is just outstanding in college. It feels obvious. He feels like, you know, the can't miss prospect, but how high do you really want to draft an offensive guard? And he gets in there with the Colts, and you know, he's already been a Pro Bowler a couple of times, already been all pro a couple of times. And usually when you come in, like I think of an old Iowa teammate of mine, Robert Gallery, who entered the NFL with a mammoth reputation. And guys do want to show you something when you come in with that kind of big reputation coming out of college, and everybody's calling you can't miss, and they've seen you probably in some highlights mauling these little college defensive linemen here and there, and guys want to make an example of you. They're going to talk smack to you, and no one has been able to do that. No one has abused Quentin Nelson on the football field through a couple of seasons in the National Football League, so it's a credit to him to show up ready for that challenge, and it just shows what, you know, what the evaluators knew that was right, but he's still a guard that has now sort of reshaped the run game of the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, they got other personnel up front that are playing quality football too. But he's the one who sets the tone, the tempo. I was talking about their temperament up front. He's the guy doing that for them, and you very rarely see it. It's often a center, or sometimes it's a tackle because they're the high-dollar position. But an offensive guard, to do what he's done for that franchise, I mean, it's part of why Colts fans, you know, are feeling a certain way about the last couple of seasons, because they had built all this infrastructure around Andrew Luck to kind of have the franchise ready for the point where he would enter his prime in his career, and then he, for his own personal reasons, decides he's walking away. Now you got this O-line, and you got some running backs, and you got some receivers, and you got a defense, and now Luck's not there, and they're left, at this season at least, with Phillip Rivers. But yeah, Quentin Nelson, man, he is as good as it's going to get up front, where Marshall Yanda, another Hawkeye, was the best guard in football over the past decade, basically. Now, pretty quickly, Quentin Nelson has picked up that mantle and become that guy.
I always quote Brian Billick, where he said, you run at speed, you run away from strength. And I don't think it's too difficult to strategize that you are going to want to run at Khalil Mack and away from Akeem Hicks, who's really quietly had put together a terrific season so far. When I see Khalil Mack most effective in the run game, it's in backside pursuit, where all of a sudden it's not to his side, so you don't think about him. And then there's a pile, and he is the last one to emerge because he made the tackle. And his instincts of getting off a block and coming back down the line to make a play are impressive. But I think the best thing to do to neutralize him is just run right at his face mask and let somebody make a cut off of that first block.
I think it depends on the formation, because the position that Mack plays within the Bears front, where he's, you know, listed as an outside linebacker, but you'll see him frequently with his hand in the dirt as a defensive end. So a lot of times he'll be matched up one-on-one with a tight end. And if that's the point of attack, where he's either, you know, head up on a tight end or just outside the tight end in a nine technique, and that's the guy that you're trying to run in that direction with that as your point setter, as a tight end trying to block Khalil Mack, he demolishes those guys too, not only in pass rush, but in run scenarios as well. So it really depends on how detailed you want to be in scheming the run game versus Khalil Mack, because if he's to the open side and you run away, then yes, like you're saying, he will chase it down from the backside. He's fast. He's ferocious. He can get some strips in those scenarios also, because his speed allows him to get there under control. Whereas like for a guy like me, when I was playing defensive end in the league and some running backs running away from me, I might get there, but I got to like dive to be able to get there and make a tackle to do it. But he's as fast as a lot of running backs in the league, so he can get there and come to balance, essentially, and have the presence of mind, because his body is under such control once he gets there in chase mode to go for a strip, not just secure a tackle, but to try and get a takeaway for the Bears' defense. And so that's sort of the risk-reward end of it. When Khalil Mack is coming from the backside, then he's a guy who can make a game-changing, game-altering sort of tackle, as opposed to where if an Anthony Heron is chasing from the backside, all right, you may get tripped up on your ankles, but you're not necessarily as worried about some sort of a strip or takeaway happening.
Older quarterbacks, no quarterback likes to get hit, but what we've seen is even great quarterbacks have less tolerance for interior pressure as they age. That may be an oversimplification, but whether it's Tom Brady or Philip Rivers or Drew Brees, that's what teams say they want to do, is have stuff immediately that's going to force somebody to the outside and hurry things up. It's easier said than done, but what are you seeing in Philip Rivers' game currently that may now be exploitable?
I mean, I've felt for a couple of seasons, really, that Philip Rivers is past his prime. We see a guy who's still a very the acumen is there, no doubt. Where he can read things pre-snap, but after the ball gets snapped, his willingness to take a hit is still there, but he will, with frequency, get the ball out of his hands really rapidly, really quickly. And there's a lot of positives to that. We saw it play out when he was still with the Chargers last year, and they came to Chicago, and you had that juxtaposition between Mitch holding the ball, patting the ball, looking around, and you have Philip Rivers, who even as the pass rush was getting home, he's just so frequently, so quickly, and with the various arm slots he can throw the ball from, he's able to read it, react, and get it out. He does that over and over again. Problem is, he's not always accurate. He can get fooled at times, and his machismo will sort of get in his way in certain moments where he's trying to fit it somewhere where he probably shouldn't be trying to fit the football. So the pressure in his face, because he's not that mobile, it matters. But in addition to that, in matching your front, your pressure with coverage is key for a player like Philip Rivers, because it's difficult to sack him. As you condense the pocket, it can still make throwing windows difficult. It can still make his ability to step into a pass really hard. So that can still be very effective. I think sacks won't be as important in this game as just condensing the pocket, collapsing it, forcing Rivers to throw, from a valley, to not necessarily feel like he can have his mechanics as sound as he wants to. The sacks may have a chance to come, but because, he's really good at getting the ball out of his hands, he's really good at fitting it around at some really unique angles and finding windows to throw it where it seems like they're not there, he can be tough to sack. But all those factors still mean you can affect the quarterback in a way, even if he still isn't holding the football when you hit him.
Talking with Anthony Heron, as we do on Fridays for the full 10 o'clock hour. Anthony is a part of our wall-to-wall Bears programming on Sundays. This Sunday, the pregame show from 9 a.m. to noon. Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz, the Bet Rivers pregame show presented by Mail Medical. Then it's the Prop Swap postgame show presented by PNC Bank with Hub and Patrick Manley. After that, more can't-miss analysis with Olin Krutz and this man, Anthony Heron. We've done a lot of talk so far, and we have yet to mention the Bears' new quarterback, Nick Foles. Want to hear what a former coach of his had to say, who also, coincidentally, is the head coach of the Bears' opponent coming up on Sunday. All that and more with Anthony Heron, so don't go anywhere. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute, sponsored by GEICO. GEICO is now offering an extra 15% credit, car, motorcycle, and RV policies. Visit GEICO.com for more information. Want the secret sauce to the Lakers' success? Attitude. Most people will simply point to the sheer talent of AD and LeBron, but the fact is it's more than that. LeBron spoke yesterday about the lack of jealousy between the two stars. Without that inner turmoil, the sky's the limit. LeBron should know his greatest success and defeat are the products of jealousy. The 2016 NBA Finals comeback over the Warriors is his mountaintop, but that only happens when Kyrie and Kevin Love are both okay with LeBron being the man. Together, they beat the best regular season team ever. The lowest moment for LeBron, the finals loss to the Mavs, when LeBron was jealous of Dwayne Wade's stature. He didn't know how to fit in. There is none of that in LA, and that's why this is working so well. This is Damon Amendolara.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, sometimes a skill is something that can earn you a ton of money, and that's what you can expect at Lincoln Tech's Melrose Park campus. They offer something that other schools don't. It's called the Higher Education, as in H-I-R-E. It's Lincoln's career-focused training program that not only helps you learn skills to land you the job, but they partner with industry leaders to help expedite that process. And don't forget, the Career Services team helps you with your resume and interview prep. So put your potential to work right now at Lincoln Tech by visiting lincolntech.edu for details.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AAMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AAMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
Experience elegance, joy, and connection at Anthology Senior Living. Explore the finest in assisted living and memory care at the beautiful and nurturing Chicagoland communities in Grays Lake and Wheaton. Enjoy premium amenities and vibrant accommodations with robust safety measures designed to keep you healthy. Private apartments start at $3,800. Take advantage of a rate lock through December 2021 for a limited time. Learn more and schedule your tour. Visit AnthologySeniorLiving.com.
Mark DiBartolo here with Len Roofing and Remodeling. Chicagoland, we're facing challenges that were unimaginable weeks ago. We truly want to thank our first responders and healthcare providers for their dedication and service. At Len Roofing, we protect Chicagoland homeowners. Rain, wind, snow are your roof's biggest enemy. Len Roofing can protect you. We offer no interest, no payment, same as cash financing. Visit us at LenRoofing.com. Be well and stay safe.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
In 60 seconds, we talk Bears offense and quarterbacking with Anthony Herron. So keep it here on The Score.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra. $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more. Just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Nick is a very cool customer. He's, you know, unflappable. He is an elite deep ball thrower. He's a great field player. He's got great instincts and a great feel for the game. You know, Nick is fearless in the pocket. He's one of those quarterbacks who stands in the pocket and the rush doesn't bother him. You know, he'll stand there till the last second, you know, because he sees something coming open down the field and he knows he can make the throw like he did last week. That's just been indicative of him his whole career. So it'll be a good challenge for us, a good challenge for our defense. They'll challenge us with the deep ball because that's what he likes to do. He likes to throw the ball deep. You know, Nick is also, you know, talented as far as he can throw from every arm angle. You know, Nick was a really good basketball player, like a point guard. So, you know, as far as sidearm delivery, you know, a lot of things that Phillip can do like that. I mean, he's a magician with the ball. So he's really good at, Nick's really good at all the RPO stuff. You know, I'm sure that'll be a little bit of an emphasis with him in there.
He's a big human. He's big.
Frank Reich knows a thing or two about Nick Foles because he's coached him before, and Cordarrelle Patterson only just had to look at him to know that he's a big human being. So is Anthony Herron. I know he is. And we talked to Anthony on Fridays. First segment, a lot of defensive talk, but now Nick Foles gets the game plan. Now he goes into a week as the starter. What's the difference now? Now that it's like it's your show, you're not running scout team, you're running with the ones. What does that allow Foles and Nagy to do?
For Nick Foles, he can communicate with Matt Nagy at a deeper level about what he likes and probably more importantly what he doesn't like within the Bears offense. Formations he's comfortable in, like he's a guy who's operated quite a bit, both as an amateur and even through what's becoming a pretty lengthy professional career here. He's been in the shotgun a lot. It's not like he can't be under center here, but the Bears have gone to an offense, specifically to a run game that's more gap scheme based, and putting Mitch Trubisky under center. Nick Foles can handle that, but he'll have to, I suppose, determine with Matt Nagy how much of that he feels comfortable in doing. And I would imagine it shouldn't be a big issue, but that will be something he hasn't done as much of in other systems throughout his career. He's been a largely shotgun-based guy a lot of his time in the NFL. So for him to communicate with that, with Matt Nagy, to even just get those repetitions on the practice field as the starter and make sure QB center exchange is down. Make sure if there's something that he's not loving about the way Cody Whitehair's, sweaty backside feels or whatever, he can actually be there on a consistent basis with the offense and talking through with them, with Matt Nagy, what sort of works for Nick Foles' version of this. You know, schematically, there won't be, while Foles is, to the point Frank Reich was making there, I mean, he was a really good basketball player. Like he could have played at Arizona when he was there. I mean, he could have been on that basketball squad. He wouldn't have been the best player, but he was that level of basketball player as a young man. And even, like someone was telling me the other day, he like played in knee braces and whatnot back in the day, but didn't matter. So he's a legit athlete, but he's not going to be a part of the QB run game that we've seen Matt Nagy start to use Mitch Trubisky with. So that'll be an adjustment, not necessarily as much for Nick Foles, but in how Matt Nagy can actually sort of operate the game plan and sequence plays throughout the game, because now you won't have that additional running window from your quarterback that supplements just turn around and handing it off to the running back. They're not going to be as worried about Nick Foles being a real ball carrier in the Bears system now as they had to be with Trubisky. So there'll be some adjustments for the Bears to make and for the Bears opponents and how they view the Bears rushing attack most succinctly.
I brought this up weeks ago, and I still can't get it out of my head, that could the Bears have in the playbook somewhere some Saints-style backup quarterback run option sets just to show something, even if it's just to burn a timeout from the opponent, that all of a sudden you're like, wait, what? Why is Trubisky out there? And you get some single wing kind of thing going.
It's possible. I don't see the Bears doing it. I mean, because I think at this point, especially where you've made the adjustment from one QB to the other, and Matt Nagy does seem, I think, genuinely concerned in some ways as an NFL head coach, maybe uniquely concerned about the psyche of his football team.
But look, Taysom Hill does, there's some things that he, on a third down, and all of a sudden this group comes out, the opposing coach goes, wait, what, timeout? And then you take him out. And maybe just for something like that.
There's something there. There's something to it. And I think the mobility of Mitch, and frankly, if it gets to a point where the Bears don't see him definitively as a guy that they're counting on coming back in and being behind center for him, I think a month or so, month and a half from now, I think it's worthy of examining that. I'm guessing it's something they have never at this point tried repping on the practice field, let alone having it ready for a game plan. So I think it would be fun. It would be unique. I'm sure it's maybe already crossing the minds of some of the assistant coaches, which maybe try to, put that in Matt Nagy's ear a little bit. We're not going to see it this weekend, but it's something I could see the offense growing to at some point.
Tariq Cohen is out for the foreseeable future with a torn ACL, and he's a difficult guy to replace because his skill set is a unique one. But I wouldn't mind seeing more of David Montgomery in the passing game, because when they drafted him and talked about him, they said it was an aspect of his game that could be very, very effective at this level, that the guy knows how to run a route, his hands are decent, and we know he's got great balance.
And for Montgomery, for what he can bring to the table as a pass catcher, like, whereas Tariq Cohen, because he's not this, his build isn't like uniquely durable. He's not a big guy or anything. So you've never been at a point where you want to necessarily feature or focus on Tariq Cohen as your main back. And it sort of almost forces you to say, well, okay, he can handle the ball well. He does have soft hands. How do we use him? So he sort of became slot receiver / running back. In the ability to run routes and catch the ball, David Montgomery is very similar to Tariq Cohen in that way, but he is built like and can play like a definitive, running back at the NFL level. So you lose that by sort of, in a way, almost overburdening him in the Tariq Cohen role. So that's where I think David Montgomery will continue to be David Montgomery. Maybe we see another couple of passes thrown his way. But if anyone's kind of splitting out of the backfield going into the slot more frequently, especially if you have two backs on the field. That's where I see the role of Cordarrelle Patterson likely expanding in the offense, because David Montgomery, he's your best runner. He's your best ball carrier behind the quarterback. Cordarrelle Patterson, because he had that, in a way, a similar role had emerged for him this year as running back slash receiver, and a guy who every time he gets it, you think there's a chance a big play is coming. He finishes every single run, and he's so fast once he gets that gate going, especially once he turns a corner. So I think he's a guy that, in a way, the Bears may almost – I mean, they're certainly not excited about the Cohen injury, but excited about, hey, now there's more of an opportunity. There's more reps available to Cordarrelle Patterson, where perhaps we can find a way just to utilize a guy who's got the skills to do it. He's not one you want to feature as the slot receiver. He's not one you want to feature as the running back, but he's good enough at both, and you just find a way to get the ball in his hands frequently enough. I think there's going to be fun things to do.
One of those responsibilities, he will not be seeing reps as a punt returner, and he made that very, very clear. Despite being one of probably the top five kickoff return men of all time,
right.
I believe his words were, "I don't catch punts," and that's the key word in there that I think that it can be difficult for some people to understand. That is, catching a punt is not an easy thing, and it's right. Like being a center fielder in some ways. And I've seen it. I've seen players, you know, sort of jacking around after practice with the jugs gun and seeing, you know, who can do it and who can't. And we've all watched on Hard Knocks when it was, you know, Pac-Man Jones trying to catch seven balls at once. That really is a specific skill. It's a baseball skill. I would love it if Cordarrelle Patterson had that. But the Bears and Chris Tabor, they're being pretty coy about who's going to handle that job. I don't know that it's something that's going to give them any competitive advantage, but it's you got to know who that next guy is. It's, you know, Eddie Jackson is their next best punt returner. They're just not going to have him do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think Anthony Miller will, my guess would be he will likely be that guy, at least for the moment. And perhaps if you end up in a scenario where you want a big return late in a game or something like that, and you give Eddie Jackson a shot at it without necessarily featuring him there on a full-time basis, I could see something like that going off, because when the Bears offense is what it's been for a couple of seasons now, where yards matter, we're getting into chip shot field goal range is a big part of the goal, like that enters the mind frame of Matt Nagy more frequently than any in-game play caller really wants it to. You want to consistently think touchdown, but Matt Nagy can't always think touchdown because he hasn't structured a good enough offense to always think touchdown. So he does have to think field goal range. He does have to factor that in. And so kick return yardage matters. Punt return yardage matters. The health of your oft-injured kicker, all these things matter in the way that Matt Nagy actually implements the game plan on a drive-by-drive basis. So having a punt returner just to catch it cleanly, that's going to be a big deal, because you don't want to lose possessions. This defense from the Colts is going to do enough in maybe forcing you to lose possessions anyway. So definitely what you don't want to do is to muff punts or to run backwards and lose yardage. You want someone who's going to catch it cleanly. Maybe they move forward a couple of yards, but just make sure you are possessing it adequately. And that's where it's really tough, man. Like your center fielder comparison is fitting. There's not a lot of other positions in sports where you're for that long looking directly up into the sky at something that the wind is such a huge factor, mm-hmm. far more than it is on a kickoff. Kickoff, it comes off the boot, and you can very easily and quickly judge the path, the flight of the ball, the distance it's going to carry. And then by the time you catch it, you got all kinds of forward momentum that's already churning at the guys coming trying to cut you in half. As a punt returner, you're a stationary target for guys coming trying to clean your clock, and you barely know where the ball's going to end up when you're coming down. And, oh, by the way, you are still hoping to catch it, not just get it in your hands, but to catch it in a manner that allows you to have some sort of forward momentum. You want to catch it in a way where you're moving forward at the moment the ball is coming down to be received, so that you're not in a position to more likely fumble it, and hopefully you gain a couple of yards. It's a really difficult skill.
Yeah, I always laugh when I remember, and longtime Bears fans will remember, when Dick Geron had Leon Johnson as his punt returner. And Leon Johnson was nominally a running back, but he was a slow running back. And they said, well, why do you have a guy who lacks explosiveness? And he said the most important thing that our punt returner can have is an ability to secure the catch. And it was Leon Johnson who muffed a punt because it hit him right in the face mask that ended up being the play that caused the an entire season to fall apart after they'd gone, was it 2-0 or 3-0? I think it was 2-0, and they were playing against the Saints, and it bounces off his face. I'm like, that's the guy you had one job? That's your secure receiver of the football? And it ended up, and then the season went in the toilet.
As much as, you know, like it became a big storyline for when's Eddie Pinheiro, just like Cody Parkey, when's he going to get to Soldier Field and try to kick on those field goal posts next to the lake? Whoever the next punt returner is, they might want to get him over to Soldier Field too and get some jug machines over there with him, man, because that wind, especially this time of year, we are in October right now, it will wreak havoc on the ball while it's in flight. And you do not, now that you've taken over for a Pro Bowl caliber punt returner, you do not want to give up possessions at this point in the season with a new quarterback on the field.
Did you ever try to do it? Did you ever mess around and try to catch a punt or two?
I've toyed around. Catching kickoffs was no problem, man.
Right.
I mean, that, you know, catching it is one thing. Catching a kickoff is easy. Catching a punt is a really unique skill set. And it's not for the faint of heart, because once you catch it, like I'm saying, you're standing there waiting for 11 really angry individuals to pummel you. And quite frequently, they're right there. Like, as close as I am to my laptop right now is where these guys running full speed from 50 yards away are usually at by the time you're catching a punt, man. It is not something that most people would be willing to do.
Now, I've told the story on the air before, and I forgot who on the Bears got hurt, but they needed an emergency punt returner. And, oh, God, what was the guy's name? It wasn't Larry Wiggum. Somebody got hurt. And so they were bringing in waiver wire guys, and this was in Platteville. And they Randall Hill, the former Saints receiver, was brought in, and they tried him out in front of us. We're all, the entire media contingent is standing there, and there's Randall Hill and his agent, and there's Mark Hatley and the special teams coach, and they get the jugs gun out there, and it was the funniest thing you have ever seen in your life. This poor guy could not track the ball in the air. And he's at one point, he literally turns it 360 degrees, and it bounces off his hands. And then another time, he caught it sort of with both hands behind his head, like reaching behind his head. And okay, so they do it, and everybody goes over to Mark Hatley. And I mean, it's one of these things where, and I forgot who asked the question, is it, so Mark, do you think he can be a kick returner? And I couldn't help myself, and I said no. And Hatley looks up, he's laughing, goes, who said no? Like, I said no. I just saw that. I don't do what you do for a living, but that guy's not returning punts for me. And then he was a lot more diplomatic. Like, well, we got to look at it and talk it over, and we'll have a decision to make on it. And he could barely keep a straight face.
I mean, when you have
so
a
bad.
When you have a halfway decent punter, it's like the thing has helium in it. It's in the air forever. And there's no way that it leaves your mind that people are running at you right now looking to hit you as hard as possible. And so while that's going on and you're looking up in the air and the ball will change flight multiple times and you're trying to judge the direction it's coming down at, and it feels like it is never coming down. It's just endlessly twirling in the air, and it looks like it's going to keep going up, and then suddenly it's on top of you, and you feel like you don't know where it's going to come down at.
And always twirling toward freedom. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. We have another segment with Anthony Herron. When we come back, that was a really ugly finish to that Thursday night football game with some people who are known for sadistic ugliness involved. And I hope there are some punishments. I want to talk about what happened and what I think at this point in the NFL is really just not okay. We'll play some sound out of that. And in case you haven't heard, it was really nasty. Two bad teams doing bad things last night on the score. We'll talk about it on the score.
Bears fans, it's Nick Foles' team now as he faces off with Phillip Rivers and the Colts at Soldier Field. Can the Bears stay undefeated? All of our shows and team of Bears experts are talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
As we're adjusting to a new normal, we have to be smart about how we do business. And luckily, here is Stamps.com. To make things easier and safer, thousands of small business owners are discovering the benefits of Stamps.com in the recent months, and they've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid the crowds at the post office because they can do business from their own computers. With Stamps.com, You print postage on demand, and you avoid going to the post office. You save money with discounted rates. You can't get there. Stamps.com is also offering UPS services with discounts of up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com brings all of the mailing and shipping services you need right to your computer in the comfort and safety of your home or office. Whether you're a small business sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products, or you're working from home, you need to mail stuff, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, wherever you want to send. And when your mail's ready, you'll leave it for your mail carrier, or you schedule a pickup or drop it in a mailbox. It is that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get great discounts, specifically 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Saves you time, saves you money, and it's safer. No reason not to do this, especially with this deal, because you're listening, you get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and there's no long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Bernstein. That's stamps.com. Enter Bernstein.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with TriClean gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet. The best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Ostrowski here. Horse racing is back at Hawthorne Racecourse. Bet anytime, anywhere with the free Club Hawthorne app. Watch and wager on the Belmont Stakes today. Visit clubhawthorneapp.com to download for free. Open a new Club Hawthorne account today and get a $50 bonus after you bet $50. Just use the code HAW50. Visit clubhawthorneapp.com to download for free. That's clubhawthorneapp.com.
Talking football with Anthony Heron. 1 minute from now, we'll discuss that ugliness between the Broncos and the Jets last night.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AAMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AAMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
Experience elegance, joy, and connection at Anthology Senior Living. Explore the finest in assisted living and memory care at the beautiful and nurturing Chicagoland communities in Grays Lake and Wheaton. Enjoy premium amenities and vibrant accommodations with robust safety measures designed to keep you healthy. Private apartments start at $3,800. Take advantage of a rate lock through December 2021 for a limited time. Learn more and schedule your tour. Visit AnthologySeniorLiving.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives their total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or to schedule a visit. Anthony Herron with us as he is for the 10 o'clock hour on Fridays on Sports Radio 670 The Score. So let's give this a listen, shall we? The Jets and Broncos last night ended controversially. This was the Westwood One call. Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on 670 The Score.
Now the Broncos break the huddle with 13 seconds left on a 4th and 18, and Rippon sets up in the gun. A flag is down. Rippon takes a shot as he throws it downfield, and he got whacked.
This is bad. There's a lot of bad going on here. You got Ogletree trying to jump the count, going off sides. Rippon just took a pretty nice lick trying to throw the ball downfield.
Offside. Defense, number 52, 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
This thing should have been over already. Whatever's happening now should not even be taking place. Ogletree offsides. Broncos will have to do it again with 8 seconds left.
And McClendon just gave Rippon one heck of a shot on that. The Broncos should, at this point, I guess, either have McManus kick the field goal or punt it away. I wouldn't want Rippon to take another shot here. I mean, the Jets are bringing the house.
Shotgun, Rippon will throw it again. McClendon lays into him, and he throws it out of bounds with 3 seconds on the clock, and a flag is down.
Wow. Ian, this is bad.
This is open season. This
is really bad for the NFL on multiple levels now.
Brett Rippon takes the knee,
this one
is over. Desperation Bowl 2020 belongs to the Denver Broncos. 37-28, they beat the Jets. And Vic Fangio just ran onto the field directing his players to get off, to go to the locker room. He did not want there to be an incident with the words being exchanged between the two teams. Looks like everything is under control. Never saw Fangio and Gase come together.
Neither did I.
That's because they didn't. Well handled by two bright guys, Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on Westwood One, heard here on The Score. Anthony, we've talked a lot about Greg Williams and how he coaches and the sort of inherent sadism in what he does. Our buddy Matt Bowen, who played for Greg Williams, says the guy's a great strategist and tactician and a terrific coordinator. That may be true, but it doesn't seem like he can do his business without actively trying to hurt people. And I don't think that's okay. I don't know how you feel about it, but something has to be done.
Look, there's a sensibility on the defensive side of football, especially. I mean, just football, and you and I have talked about just the sort of militaristic end of some of those intangibles, some of the emotion that goes into the game. And Greg Williams has, as far as just him calling his calling of defense, he's been a successful guy in the league over the years, but this tends to follow him from spot to spot to spot, where his defenses pick up a lot of penalties. His defenses tend to look like they're coloring outside the lines over and over again. He coaches and urges his players almost like a hatchet man at times, and he's gotten in trouble for it. He's been sanctioned by the league for it in the past. I would say last night's moment, while the influence of Greg Williams is on that, also just to provide some context, where if you're trailing, it's one thing. The team's in victory formation. They're taking a knee. It's another thing where they're saying, we're going to snap it to the QB. We're going to run around, try to throw it into the stands, run some clock. That, just to give folks some context, like if you see on a basketball court somebody shooting a three-pointer when they've already got the game in hand, and then Mike Krzyzewski goes up and tells the player not to do that. There is a different mode of how you view that as a defender than if someone is just snapping it in victory formation and taking a knee to allow the clock to run. If you're going to snap it and your quarterback's going to run around and try to throw it out of bounds, it feels like there is an additional tenor of, I'll use the term disrespect. Some guys on defense would view that as more of a disrespectful mode for the offense to be in, because you're saying, all right, if you're still playing, if you're still going to snap the ball and actually run a play, then you're putting your quarterback in harm's way. If you want to have him take it and run around and throw it out of bounds, then I'm allowed to, after the ball gets snapped, run around and clean his clock. So there is a difference with the way defenders, in addition to the mode Greg Williams will have guys in. There was already a bunch of late hits and penalties and garbage in the game before that. But as far as the end of the game, the fact the Broncos are snapping it, having their rookie QB run around and throw it out of bounds or whatever they're trying to do, that's a different mode.
It makes it worse for me that they suck, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, they're bad.
And, you know, and Adam Gase, I don't know how he's fallen upward to the point that he has, but they actually reinforced, they went out of their way to give him a vote of confidence and say, no, they're not making a coaching change. Well, why the hell not? Because he apparently doesn't seem to know what he's doing, other than saying things, yeah, we have to keep continuing to get better and keep continuing to do what we do. And I say, okay, well, fine, then you're going to continue to be bad because you're bad. And for a team that's bad to look that spiteful, it's one thing if you're, yeah, you know, you're 3-0 and you say, this is our mentality and we play to the echo of the whistle. But when you're awful and doing that, it makes it seem even more sour and unsportsmanlike, and against, at a time when the NFL brotherhood needs to look out for itself in everything that they do, in every protocol and every step. It just seems incredibly tone deaf and antithetical to what's happening.
I think for Adam Gase, where, you know, when he was just a coordinator and a QB whisperer type, we saw the talents. Like we were talking about Greg Williams, he's a good tactician. He's a jerk, and he coaches like a hatchet man. Whereas Adam Gase, he's a good teacher of the quarterback position, and he tries to put a system in place that's QB friendly, to use the common, you know, terminology that would go with it. That being said, him leading an entire franchise has not gone well at either stop up to this point. And I think where, you know, we talk a lot, or at least I've talked a lot in this city about Matt Nagy and the approach of the Bears head coach, and how, you know, I think he's probably in my frame of looking at it through over two seasons at this point, he's probably been a better head coach than he has offensive coordinator, because of the way that he leads his players, because of the way that his team is with him, because of the way that he manages personalities and has a great balance for how you exude confidence, you exude urgency, you exude toughness, but not necessarily having guys, and really tough dudes, Khalil Mack and Keem Hicks and you name it. I mean, like, tough guys who are still within the team concept. And part of that is the manner of being that individual comes in with, but a lot of that is because of Matt Nagy's leadership. And where Adam Gase, he has at times shown that he is a good tactician in game and a good teacher of the quarterback position, he's just been an awful head coach and an awful leader of men. And that's where that balance of how we perceive Matt Nagy, how the Bears organization views Matt Nagy, I think that juxtaposition with Adam Gase, who, you know, a few years ago, I mean, folks were clamoring for maybe Adam Gase, you know, should be the next Bears head coach. And I think we're seeing where all these things for that role, for that position, when you got the big whistle, all that has to marry together in such a unique manner that is not easy. If you're a quality coach somewhere else, if you're quality in a position room or coordinating something, does not mean you're going to be a good head coach.
Real quick, you like the Bears on Sunday?
I didn't like the Bears last week. I thought Atlanta at 2-0 was going to be a headache for them. And I did tell you on Friday that, you know what, the Bears could win that game and we still wouldn't know if they're any good. That's kind of where we are right now. I like the Bears this week. I do. I think between Nick Foles, the way the offense will operate, I think the Colts, I'm still – there's a bit of a mirage aspect to it. I like their personnel on the line of scrimmage. But I like the Bears responding to Nick Foles getting behind center this week.
Anthony, thanks as always. Good health. We'll be listening this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
That is Anthony Heron. Next up, White Sox talk. Their season came to an end in ignominious fashion yesterday. Not the finest hour for the Chicago White Sox. James Feegan of The Athletic will give us his thoughts. Also, Steve Stone just sent out kind of a cryptic tweet that will fold in nicely to our discussion. That's coming up next on The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys. So, by the way, you know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, that's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski, and no one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team, the Indianapolis Colts or Chicago Bears, for this.